Hello friends, welcome to VSchool. In the previous chapters, we saw various theories like the random theory, the contrarian theory, the evergreen theory. This and the next chapter, we are going to study about some standard approaches. The first one is the fundamental approach. Now, each approach has its unique feature which then investor has to keep in mind and choose based on his investment plan. Investor can have some good things from various theories and approaches and have his trading strategy designed based on it. However, it is very important to know each approach and then only he can pick up certain things which are essential for him. So let's study fundamental approach. In this chapter, we will understand the fundamental approach that an investor should have while purchasing shares. In this chapter, we will also learn about the advantages and disadvantages of fundamental approach. So it will give you a very objective opinion about what a fundamental approach is. Now, before we go into understanding further details about fundamental approach, let us first understand what exactly is a fundamental approach. Like all good advisors and brokers, they always advise investors to purchase shares of companies with good fundamentals. Now, what exactly this good fundamental means? They are also advising on the basis of theory known as fundamental approach to the purchase of shares, and this approach is based on a very strong premise that figures don't lie. Now, which figures are we talking about? This approach to purchasing shares submits that one should not purchase shares without first studying details of all the matters that are relevant to the company whose share one proposes to buy. In the previous slide, we were talking about details don't lie. Now, these details are related to all matters that are relevant to the company. The fundamental approach would involve examine various matters like the sales of the company, the earnings of the company, the profit margins of the company, the dividends of the company, the management proficiency, industrial and business outlook, labor competence, and any other factor. This is not exhaustive. Any other factor that could have a bearing on its performance in the future. Because when we talk about buying a share, the current market value has all the projections about the company that is going to happen in the future. And investor is trying to get advantage of these projections, and these projections can be reflected in various numbers which will tell us how good or bad the company is going to grow. The fundamental analyst believes that on the basis of the fundamental approach, they can with reasonable accuracy project a company's future profits and earnings. They can use this projection to estimate what the price of a company share out to be. The price will either move up or down to reduce this difference or gap. So this is a basic premise of the fundamental approach, where the investor or the fundamental analyst tries to understand what the future profits and earnings capacity of the company could be, and he would also like to estimate the price of the company share based on the future profits and earnings. And based on the analysis, the prices, that is the price for buying, will move up or down. Now, in fundamental approach, we have to know a very, very important concept which we call as the intrinsic value. What exactly is intrinsic value? The projections made with fundamental approach is used to estimate what the price of a company shares out to be. This estimated price is known as the intrinsic value. Now, this intrinsic value is going to help us understand whether the market price of the company is overpriced or underpriced. How do we know that? If the estimated intrinsic value is higher than the market value, it is believed that prices will rise and is an indication to the purchasing. If the intrinsic value is lower than the market value, the share is overpriced and it is an indication to sell. So this is the beauty of intrinsic value. Once we estimate intrinsic value, we can take a call, we can decide whether to buy the share or to sell the share. Now let us look at the advantages of fundamental approach. The first advantage of a fundamental approach is the company's future profits and earnings capacity can be projected with reasonable accuracy. The second advantage is the projections can be used to estimate what the price of a company's shares ought to be. The third important advantage of the fundamental approach is it can be used as a means to make profits by buying underpriced shares and then selling it at the right time. The fourth advantage of fundamental approach is it provides an indication to buy or sell the shares based on the difference between the intrinsic value of the share and the present market value. The fifth advantage of fundamental approach is it works exceedingly well in determining the intrinsic value of the company. So these are the various advantages of fundamental approach. Now what can be the disadvantage of fundamental approach? Yes, there can be certain disadvantages also. The first disadvantage can be the approach through sound and is based on the financial figures. Even though this approach is sound, we need to have the correct figures. It can have some serious drawbacks, and to make it more effectively, one must be aware about them, because getting the correct financial figures is a challenge. It tends to ignore the market behavior and assumes that market will act rationally. The people's sentiments control the market and they go up and down based on the moods of their investing. And hence, this approach tends to ignore the market behavior and assumes that the market will act rationally. The market seldom does, and prices flare up or drop on the flimsy of the reason, so no one can predict what exactly the behavior of the market is, and solely on this approach one may not get the right price 100% every time. The third advantage of this approach is based on the rational and scientific analysis of data. The market is rarely rational because the market is volatile, it keeps on changing, and getting a rational and scientific analysis of data is once again very challenging. The information and analysis itself may be incorrect, because whatever analysis is done is based on the figures that are captured, even though numbers don't say lies, but the methodology of capturing the information, the accuracy of calculation, capturing the information and based on that analysis may not be 100% correct. Many companies, with the help of creative, innovative accounting and accounting cosmetics, may disguise the real earnings. So these are the different disadvantages of the fundamental approach. Next disadvantage of fundamental approach, the fundamental analyst estimates the intrinsic value, and this estimate may be incorrect. This is not only possible, but more probable than not, as has to be often forecast growth, profit and other factors without having in his grasp all the facts. So based on the accuracy of the fundamental analysis, the intrinsic value will actually give us a number, and that number will help us decide to buy or sell the share of the company. The seventh disadvantage is fundamental analysts may not fully understand the economy or the industry, as there are several external factors, in which case the fundamental approach may not give a correct projection. Next disadvantage can be there is also a possibility that the market may not move in a manner of fundamental analysis, expectation, and conversely towards the intrinsic value. It is also difficult to determine the corporate action because many corporate actions are announced by the company from time to time, and it happens when the company decides. So such things cannot be predicted, and it is difficult to determine them in advance. It is not such an effective tool in determining the future price movements, and hence it is not very dependable for the short-term profits. So these are the different disadvantages of fundamental approach. So friends, with this we conclude this chapter. If the fundamental approach is used as a means to make profit by buying the underpriced shares, then that route is fraught with problems. However, the principle can be used effectively to purchase shares of strong and viable companies, and financial and other factors must be studied in detail before the shares are purchased. How well the study and how well the estimates are made, based on that, the success of fundamental approach will depend. An investor ignores the fundamental approach, however, at his peril, because as I said in the beginning itself, we cannot ignore any approach. You have to take the best out of it. It is imperative that no investment can be made without examining the strengths of the company. So one important aspect before deciding to buy a share is also to use the fundamental approach and make your collective decision based on analysis from other theories and approach, and then you take a final call whether to buy a share or not. Thank you.